I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Today we'll be chatting with Melody Wagner. She's running for the 109th District State House of Representatives seat, and we found out more about her and her campaign. Here's Melody Wagner.
I ran in 2018, and I had a pretty good showing there. Ran without help from other finances, and that hasn't been done up here, I don't believe. I've been a farmer most of my life, and I was a police officer down in Fort Myers, Florida. Here locally, I just gave up a job with the TSA, which is a executive branch federal job. Due to the Hatch Act, you cannot run in a local race or any state race, any township races for that matter, that are party races. And I just decided that the time is right again with all that's going on to take what folks have already shown me, voting for me and encouraging me to run again and take my patriotic viewpoints and we the people and go for it again.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the key issues, the key planks of your platform. What are you running on?
Pretty much the same as I did in 18. Still at the top is government ethics and transparency and accountability that Lansing has failed to show for the folks that work and live here. We are still near the bottom, if not last, in those areas, and we are ineffective in governing in this state. And that's still my number one.
I see also that you're talking here a lot about consumer protection. What's up with that?
Well, we're going to continue to concentrate on our housing. We have a lot of unhealthy housing out there. That's what brought me into this in the first place. I had bought a state-inspected home, and it was operating unhealthy. It was considered a sick home, and I'm turning all that happened to good. A lot of bad had happened back then in 2013-14. And we're concentrating on indoor air quality. I get called regularly and told about mold in homes and different kind of landlords not taking care of issues that are unsafe. And it is a constant struggle with what folks consider to be slumlords operating out there. And we do not have consumer protection, even to the level of home inspectors yet being licensed so they can be held accountable for some of these homes that are being sold and rented out.
I know also here, and we're speaking with Melody Wagner. She is running for state representative here in the 109th District, which is Alger, Luce, Schoolcraft, and Marquette County. In Marquette County, that does not include Ishpeming and Powell Township. That is in the 110th. But also, you have a law enforcement background. And one of the things you're also talking about, I see here, is mental health matters and the crisis with mental health. Tell me about your thoughts on that.
Yeah, the mental health crisis has been a continuing problem up here. And folks below the bridge don't realize that it overwhelms the UP. We have a problem that dates back to when I moved here and what happened to my family. It included this also. The sheriff at the time was working on numerous areas to try to alleviate the problems associated with it. I really believe if we could get our law enforcement, we need 24-hour local county sheriff patrols here in Marquette County especially. But if we would have our state departments also work with our schools and our medical facilities and the churches, we could actually give people hope and help them work and learn to get through, which is a lot of times just the depression of living in such a cold snowbelt area.
Yeah.
And they do not have the tools to work with that. And a lot of times it's just emotional heartbreak. And those entities could work together to the better.
We're talking with Melody Wagner. She's running for state representative in the 109th district. Melody, you mentioned jobs. We hear a lot about jobs here in the district. What are some of the key things that you would look to do to help bring jobs to the 109th?
Well, the biggest problem we have with jobs up here is the actual pay scale that we have for those jobs. Mm-hmm. And it does not compare with below the bridge or with even Green Bay. You can go across over there to Wisconsin and not only get a few more dollars an hour for a job, but it's much easier to live over there. Mm-hmm. Car insurance is finally adjusted, so if you do have any kind, and I was very instrumental in that in 16 and 18, working towards showing how different Michigan was than any other state. Our neighbors, Wisconsin and Ohio, were both near the bottom with half the cost of insurance rates. So getting jobs is one thing, but being able to afford to live up here is another. Mm-hmm. And with the cost, we are still, even I believe with the costs lower on car insurance for if you have medical insurance somewhere else, it's still considered somewhat of a medical insurance policy within that car insurance.
So confusion and all of that.
There's a lot of confusion, and I've actually addressed that because people are confused. But it is still the most expensive place in America, in the lower 48, to own and operate a vehicle. The UP remains the most expensive in the lower 48 for electric costs.
But then there's also issues now with roads and whatnot that I know you wanted to mention too.
Yeah, and I'm able to see what's happening with the roads, and knowing that no other state in America operates with a road county commission. And I realized they didn't have actual county commissioners till the 60s up here. So all the other states operate with county commissioners, and they have a road department, which is a modern program that works for getting our infrastructure fixed, especially the roads. And I believe with that type of public acts 14 and 15 were passed. Governor Snyder passed those back in 2012 with the help of the House and Senate. It allows the county commissioners to absorb these road commissions and be fiscally responsible to actually accommodate the improvement of these roads and hold the counties and the townships responsible for the monies they're to put in.
And what's the best way to get more information?
Best way is on Facebook. I have a site that is open. It's Melody Wagner for state representative. You can also friend request me. I usually campaign out in the area with a red or a blue shirt on. Wow. And I have stickers on my car, some magnets there. You can tell it says Melody Wagner for state representative. I also have a webpage, MelodyWagnerForState.com.
That's Melody Wagner running for the 109th District State House of Representatives seat. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.